And if you hear some references to some food, you're going to know something about this preacher here. Likes to eat. Eats. And then eats some more. Amen. Just saying, Joy. Just saying. Just saying. Every now and then someone just happens to leave me some barbecue chicken in the refrigerator. Hey. 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 Every now and then I have flashbacks on some good food you ever had. I'm just trying to get you to understand. So, you ever have flashbacks on something that's so good? I mean, real good. You're like, ooh, right? Mmm. You know what I'm talking about? Have you ever had something that's so good that it just sticks with you? Huh? You know what I'm talking about? Well, that's what Jesus is. Jesus is so good. He always reminds me of what he has done in my life. And he's saying, didn't that taste good? Didn't that feel good? Didn't that smell good? Why? Because Jesus made me remember about the good thing that he's done for me. Oh. Preacher showed up. Preacher showed up. Get your Bibles, please. Get your Bibles. Get your Bibles. I want to get started here real quick. I'll probably have you out of here shorter than you think. I promise you. I promise you. I promise you. You have your Bibles? Huh? If I asked you if you had your checkbooks, what would you say? Yeah, there you go. There you go. When you have your checkbook, that means you're ready to receive. Ready to receive. How many of you have their net? Got your net? He said, I'll make you fisher of men. Yeah. Fisher of men, right? But I don't fish. Or you'll fish for men. Watch this. How many have fished before? Raise your hand before I even get going. Fish. You know, fish. Nice and high. Nice and high. Okay, so most of us have fished before, right? And we understand that sometimes you got to be patient. How many of you are like me when we get real frustrated because the fish ain't coming, but you see them? You swam by it. And you get impatient, you pull it out. That's what happens to a lot of Christians when they see the blessings, but they get impatient and they miss it. Oh, okay. Get your Bible. Matthew 2. Matthew 2. I'm going to finish up on what I started on Wednesday. Matthew 2, verse 1 through 12 out of the NIV reads in this wise. After Jesus was born in Bethlehem in Judea, during the time of King Herod, Magi from the east came to Jerusalem and asked, where is the one who has been born King of the Jews? We saw his star when it rose and have come to worship him. When King Herod heard this, he was disturbed, and all Jerusalem with him. When he had called together all the people's chief priests and teachers of the law, say this with me, teachers of the law. He asked them where the Messiah was to be born. Well, if you heard the law, you should probably know that Jesus is going to be born in Bethlehem. You should have known. Just saying. Just saying. That's all. Just saying. In Bethlehem in Judea, they replied, for this is what the prophet has written. But you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah. For out of you will come a ruler who will shepherd my people Israel. Then Herod called the Magi secretly and found out from them the exact time. Say exact time. Exact time. No, say exact time. The star had appeared. He sent them to Bethlehem and said, go and search carefully for the child. As soon as you find him, report to me so that I too may go and worship him after they had heard the king. They went on their way and the star, say star. They had seen when it rose, went ahead of them until it stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw the star, they rejoiced. And coming into the house, they saw the child with his mother Mary. And they bowed down and worshipped him. Then they opened their treasures and presented him with gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. Father, I thank you for the reading of your word. I thank you that it is true yesterday, today, and forever, that it will stand the test of time. It is proven, tried. And Father, I thank you that it is acceptable unto our spirits, our soul, and the renewing of our mind. Father, I thank you in Jesus' mighty name. I take authority over this room right now and every foul and unclean spirit, every spirit of infirmity in Jesus' mighty name. I have you and I remove you out in Jesus' name. And all of God's children said, amen. Amen. Hallelujah. I feel my helper. I feel my helper. I began to talk on this wise on Wednesday, and on Wednesday I began to tell you a little bit about the Magi. The Magi were the three wise men. Magi. And they become so interested in the star that they followed the star until they came into the child. The child was not a baby as we see in the Christmas story or what you see in the mangers out there. The child was 2 years old. 2 years old. Two. Joy. 2 years old. Can I help you? Jesus has announced that he's here, but some of us take 2 years to understand where he's really at. Because we get so caught up with everything else that we miss that he's already here. And it takes us 2 years to get there. It takes us some time to get to the child. But to realize is that these wise men knew who he was already by the descriptions of the gifts that they brought. Y'all don't want to talk to me. Y'all are a little tired. It's okay. It's all right. I know y'all had too much eggnog and stuff. It's okay. Let me just help you a little bit. We may do a little bit of jazzercise. But he presented them with gifts. Gifts of gold, frankincense, and of myrrh. Some of us that were here on Wednesday got a little Bible study and realized what the gold represented. The gold represented something that was associated, which is holy to God. You shall also make a plate of pure gold and engrave on it, like the engraving of a signet, holiness to the Lord. Exodus 20:28-36. And used to describe the precious nature of his word and law. The judgments of the Lord are true and righteous altogether. More to be desired are they than gold. Yea, than much fine gold. That's Psalms 19:9-10. Gold, purified gold, means you're going to go through the process. When the Magi brought it to Jesus as a child at 2 years old, they presented him with his declaration of his prophetic destiny. You will have trials. Are you understanding me? Are y'all hearing me? Someone want to talk with me here a little bit? You might want to help me preach this thing because I don't want to go home with it again in my bones. I want to get this thing out. So if y'all don't pull on me, I may need one or two people on the front row that need to pull for me. But I want to tell you right now that the next gift that they gave was frankincense. Frankincense. Not Frankenstein, but frankincense. Frankincense is tapped from a scraggly but hardly trees that are slashing at the bark, which is called stripping. Stripping and allowing the exuded resin to bleed out and harden. These hardened resins are called tares. The aroma from these tares are more valuable for they are presumed healing abilities. Abilities, the healing, are also said to have superior qualities for religious rituals. This is the frankincense that has been stripped. Jesus was stripped at the whipping post. And at this whipping post, they beat him to a pulp, that he was unrecognizable. But when it began to bleed out, it became the stripes upon his back that brought healing to the nations. And by his stripes, you too shall be healed and are healed. Healed. This is exactly what is being said by the Magi, these wise men that were astrologers that followed a star. Star. Prophetic gifts given. Have you ever received something and looked at it and you knew it was prophetic in nature? They're missing it, man. They're missing it. They ain't missing it. Have you ever received a set of keys? How about a watch? Well, it's just a watch. It means it's time for yours. The key means that you're about to unlock something that has been locked up. Are you hearing what I'm saying? There's some things that are significant on when it was presented to the child. Oh, Jesus. Myrrh. Are you ready for myrrh? Y'all ain't ready. Myrrh. When a tree wounded penetrates through the bark into sapwood, the tree bleeds a resin. Myrrh, gum like frankincense, is such a resin. When people harvest myrrh, they wound the trees repeatedly. Have you been through a wounding process quite often? Have you been wounded through what you're going through in life? You know the ones. The ones that constantly are always talking about you. Oh, the ones that kind of keep your blessing away from you. You know the ones. You know the ones. You know, God already told them you need to go bless them. And they don't want to release it because they're being disobedient. You know the ones. And you know God spoke it to you too. You're like, oh, you're going to get blessed. Just wait for your blessing. And you're waiting. But you're just waiting a long, long time. You've been waiting. Myrrh represents the bitterness in your life. Oh, y'all don't want to talk. Don't want to talk. Myrrh gum is waxy and coagulates quickly. After the harvest, the gum becomes hard and glossy. The gum is yellowish and may be either clear or opaque. It darkens deeply as it ages, and white streaks emerge. The streaks. But what I find very interesting about the myrrh, you can go ahead and cut that off, Lisa. The myrrh is a bush, a tree, that has thorns just like the thorns that were placed upon his head. Well, y'all missing that? Well, let me help myself, please. Let me help myself. Mama, I love my jackets, but I just can't. Just can't. Thank you, Mama. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Hallelujah. I feel liberated. The myrrh that was given to Jesus as a child was to represent all of the turmoil, pain, sufferings that were going to come his way. It's a prophetic statement of what is given. But before anything was ever done, gifts were presented. But before they were open, the treasures were open, they worshiped Jesus. Did they not? That's what the Bible says. What has been given to you? And how are you using the gift that has been given to you? Well, now we just... Mr. Aiden, can you come up here and stand up here, please? Prophet, come up here, Prophet. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Come on, Edith. You can stand over here, too. Let's see. Blah, 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 blah. Jaden, come on over here, Jaden. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on, Stephen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Watch this is so good. Thank you for being obedient and listening. You're not going to sing, don't worry. I may make you dance, but that's all right. All right. All right, let's see. Come on, bring me in with you. Come on, both of y'all. Both of y'all. All right, let's see who's next. Let's see. Let's get Miss Katrina. Miss Katrina. Oh, yeah. Let's see who else. Let's see. Debbie, can I ask you to come, Debbie? Can I ask you to come? Let's stand over here. Hallelujah. Come on, Miss Rose. Come on, Rose. And Jennifer. Perfect. We got 10, right? Count them for me. Because, you know, I haven't had much coffee this morning yet. I got 10. No, it was someone just happened to show up. Do I have 11? Okay, you're going to help Mia. We got 11, right? 10. All right. Pick one. Okay, and just stand. You can pick it up and stand it right in front of you. Come on, Aiden. Pick one. Combination. Which one? Whichever one you want. You just pick it. You want that one? Okay. Stand over there in front of me. Come on, Mia. Come on. Whichever one you want. All right. Come on, Jane. Now pick one for me, okay? Pick one for me. Whichever one you want. Okay, Justin, bring me in. Mia, which one you want? Y'all going to get a chance, too. Get a chance. Okay, just pick one, whatever one. Okay. Come on, Steve. Whichever one. Andale. Okay, all right. Come on, Katrina. Which one you want? All right. Okay, we got 3 more. Okay. Come on, Debbie. Which one you want, Debbie? I'm going to take the pretty one. It's pretty. Yeah, pretty. Okay. Come on, Russ. Andale, get the big one. All right, Jennifer. Come on, Jennifer. Okay. Are y'all ready? Okay, we're going to do it one at a time. One at a time. Don't do it like y'all doing Christmas Eve. Everybody going crazy. Open it up. Who gave you that? I don't know. I lost the card. Okay. Go ahead. Open yours up. Open yours up. Come on, Jared. Open it. Rip it. Just rip it. Rip it. What is it? 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 What you got? What you got? What you got? Huh? You got a roll of quarters, 10 rolls. So that's $10 of quarters. What you got, Aiden? What you got? Open yours up. Open it up. What is it? Open it. Get rid of all that stuff. Yeah, get rid of it. What you got? What you got? Oh. A roll of quarters. You got $10. All right. What you got, Mijo? Open it up. Open it up. Just rip it. Rip it. Just rip it. Oh, wait a minute. Show it. Show it. What you got? Show it up. Show it. Get up. You got 2 fives. You got $10. All right. Rip it. Go ahead. Just do it. Mia, look what you got. Look what you got, Mia. Look, $10. Go on, Jaden. What you got? What you got? What'd you get? You got $10 in quarters? All right. Come on, big one. Come on, big one. Come on, Rose. Rip it. I don't know how to open gift. No, just rip it. Rip it. Rip it. What you got? What you got? A big old box, and you got what? And then I work in retail. Look, one, two. $10 singles. What you got? What you got? You know, I love that wrapping. Who did that one? That was good wrapping. Yeah, you get just use what's in your house. There you go. Just get it. I'm going to let her do her own. You did yours. What you got? $10. All right, Debbie. Come on, Debbie. Just rip it. Y'all need to know how. Just rip it open.
We saved the
box for next. 2 fives, 10. All right, what you got?
$10.
Come on, Stephen. Now rip it. You know how to rip it. Just there. That's how you open gifts, man. All right, what we got? $10. Anybody get anything different up here? But every bag or every gift was different, correct? But the value inside the gift was the same. Are you hearing me? You can leave the stuff that's on the floor and take what you got out of there is yours. You're blessed. Good to see you, mama. Good to see you. All right. Here's what I want to share with you is that God gave each and every one of you gifts. They may be dressed up nice and pretty on the outside, but the value on the inside is still the same. It's equal to everybody that has a gift. Every single gift is equal. Now, we may have some, like, the outside don't look too pretty. Matter of fact, it looks like it's been patched up from different things throughout the course of our life. But the fact of the matter is, what's inside still has value, just like the one that looked nice and pretty and easy, and just like the one that took some time and present it right. But everything inside has the same value. The same value. The trick of the enemy is to make you think that your gift is less than based upon the outside of what is carrying the gift. The worth. What are you worth? What's inside of you is more valuable than what you look like on the outside. But we'll spend so much money going to the gym, putting up, where are they? Give me them. Where are they? Give me them. If you happen to know some of my familias, sometimes you just got to put on the eyes. We'll spend money on the glue, but by the end of the service, ay, mira, let me take it up and save it. And then the next time you went, it smells like coffee. Well, I wonder why we saved them. But we do every we do everything on the outside. But the worth on the inside is more valuable. So what do you think the trick of the enemy is? Is to get you focused on the outside so that we begin to suppress what's on the inside. This is why the scripture says that when they came bearing gifts, they first worshiped Jesus, then their treasures were opened. What happens is, look at me, I'm prophet so-and-so. And? Well, I'm bishop so-and-so. And? Well, you don't understand, I'm evangelist so-and-so. I do crusades all over the world. And? When anybody ever comes up to you and wants to show you their resume, say, I'm not looking to hire, baby. I know who the gift giver is. And I know that the worth that's inside of me is the same that's inside of you. It may be packaged just a little bit different. But the gift that's inside of me is just as valuable as yours. And guess what? The gift that is given to the people is not even for yourself. It's to get the people to understand who they are. Now, watch this. Watch this. Oh, I'm just going to go in a direction that just... I'm going to turn the heater on. Is that okay? It's like we said, God, don't turn the heat on us. Put the AC on. Yeah. I know. I feel it. Did you notice, Jeff, did you notice that when we were up here, we got our stuff. We got our goods. But on the way back, we... Maybe he didn't count right. Well, God bless. Taco Bell looks real good today. It's Taco Sunday. Hey, $10. Hey, $10. But if I go to Mama Margie's, give me some bean and cheese. You know what I'm saying? You can't go Chick-fil-A today, girl. What's wrong with you? But watch this. Watch this. This is, I'm going somewhere and I'm not all thought. Look, God has proven to us in His Word that I have given you gifts, and the gifts that I've given you are all worth the same for His purpose. Do you understand? For the equipping of the saints and the building up of the body of Christ and getting people healed, saved, delivered. Promise to get you out of here. Promise. Maybe. Oh, you did a double seek. Go to Genesis 1:14, please. Genesis 1:14. I'll read it out of the Bible over here. Genesis 1:14. Oh, thank you, Jesus. I heard that. Then God said, let there be lights in the expanse of the heavens to separate the day from the night, and let them be for signs, say signs, and for seasons, and for days and years. And let them be for lights in the expanse of the heavens to give light on the earth, and it was so. God made the two great lights, the greater light to govern the day, and the lesser light to govern the night. He made the stars also. Are you wondering why he said that the greater light was the sun? The lesser light was night. Have you ever felt like your night seasons are so dark? But he's given you enough night and enough light to make it through your dark season. Because then he also hangs, watch what it says right here, the stars. Verse 17 says, God placed them in the expanse of the heavens to give light on the earth and to govern the day and the night and to separate the light from the darkness. And God saw that it was good. There was evening, there was morning, and that's just on the fourth day. Oh, wait a minute, wait a minute, wait a minute. So on the third day, three represents the number of God, resurrection, power of God. We understand that to be the Trinity, Father, Son, Holy Spirit, which is triune, which is all one. And see, some of us have a hard time wrapping this head around the Godhead because we try to use this head to understand the Godhead. Wrong head. You've got to use your spirit to understand Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Because when you understand the Godhead, you understand who your helper is. You understand who your Savior is. And you understand who your Father is. You understand what I'm saying? Too many times we have people that will want to package the gospel in different ways. Sometimes we see the gospel that is packaged in a way that, well, and then we have nice and pretty gospel, but sometimes the content is empty. Or we have it really big, but no presence. Or we have it just the right size, but yet maybe too big and I feel lost. Amen. Well, everything I just said was depicting the outside of the ministry. We must first have to understand that it's spirit to be spirit led, spirit fed, and spiritual growth. Amen? Amen. I'm just trying to help you a little bit. Just a little bit, I promise you. To everything, there's a season, is there not? He hung the stars for it. Now we heard Evangelist Ray, he came in here, and Jesus is the season, but all seasons are in him. Amen. That means the productive season is in him. When you said yes to Christ, you said yes to a full season. Amen. A full season. Not a season of separation, but a season of light. A season of light. Your day in this calendar is because of the darkness that comes, but you live in light. You live in light, for you are the light. So when you step into your dark season of your life, you are the light. Have you ever come across a season in your life that is so dark and dismal you can't see your way out? You are the light. Meaning you have the key to open things up and begin through your praise to change the darkness, because light and darkness can't be in the same place. You are the light. The trick of the enemy is to make you feel like you are all bandaged up, put together wrong. But the value that's inside of you is the same as he that is in you. You have all things that God has given and promised you. You may be looking like a little tattered and weathered and beat down, busted and disgusted from the floor up. That every now and then you got to go get your roots done. Every now and then you just got to get those grays. You know, make you look just a little bit younger now. Smooth out some wrinkles with the wrinkle cream that don't work, but we keep buying it. We start buying all these superfoods that taking our money, but ain't nothing happening, but we just... I'm on this new diet. Eat what you want, but just take these pills. You'll never have to work out. And we buy it. Because we're so focused on the outside, but not the inside. Oh. Yeah. No, they don't want to hear me buy it. They don't want to hear me buy it. There's something, Nana. There's something that is inside of us that brings about a change in the season that you're in. But what we begin to speak on this season determines how you go through your season. I know it's Christmas. How come it can't be Christmas every month? How come it can't be Christmas every week? How come it can't be Christmas the day that I wake up in the morning and say, I'm about to release something because God has called me to be a blessing? How come we just can't give to people out of our heart without expecting anything in return? Just give it and move on. Don't be looking and say, oh, well, hey, you remember? Yay, hey. I don't bless you last month. You remember that? You remember that? I don't bless you last month, so. When's it coming my way? Then you blessed with the wrong heart. Wrong motive. What was given to the Magi after they came and presented their gifts? Nothing. The only thing that ever was their purpose to do is to give their gifts to Him. For the purpose of God in this very hour. Haven't you seen the enemy begin to twist all this stuff? Yeah? Go to Revelation 12, please. Learn. Get your learn on. How many of you want edumacations? All right, Revelation 12. Begin at verse 1. A great sign appeared in heaven. Say sign. What is that sign in heaven? Star. A woman clothed with the sun, with the moon under her feet, and crown of 12 stars on her head. She was pregnant and cried out in pain as she was about to give birth. How many of you are getting ready to give birth? How many of you have to go through the pain before you give the birth? How many of you have been carrying this baby for about 15, 10, 5 years? Huh? Some of y'all may have stepped into something just recently that's caused so much pain in your life and don't quite understand how to get rid of it, but God is telling you, I placed it there to show you what's inside of you. Oh, someone in here don't like that. Okay. All right. Well, let me let you know something. If God didn't send it, He's going to use it. Amen. The mere fact that it's in your life knows this, letting you know that you can overcome it. Don't mean there's going to be easy peasy. It means you can come out on the other side. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Somehow I just believe someone's going to get liberated in here today. Watch this, verse 3. Then another sign appeared in heaven, an enormous red dragon with 7 heads, 10 horns, 7 crowns on its head. Now, before you go off to a Pastor Hagee teaching, hold on. Its tail swept a third of the stars out of the sky and flung them to the earth. The dragon stood in front of the woman who was about to give birth. How many of you have suffered some things this past couple of months and this year alone? The dragon represents the enemy, which is trying to come, kill, steal, and destroy. And many times we get to the point where we think we're just going to give up. And he's asking of you, what are you willing to give up to me so I can make you even greater than what you are right now? He's trying to get you to become the bride without spot or blemish. Pastor, I thought this was supposed to be Christmas story stuff. This is Christmas in its real form. Watch this. The dragon stood in front of the woman who was about to give birth so that it might devour her child the moment he was born. The Magi came and went to where? But first went to the king, Herod, who wanted to destroy the child, to kill the child. Here we are in Revelation speaking of the same thing. Watch this. She gave birth to a son, a man-child, who will rule over all the nations with an iron scepter. And her child was snatched up from God and to his throne. The woman fled into the wilderness to a place prepared for her by God where she might be taken care of for 1,260 days. You put that number together, you get 3.5 years. 3.5 years of turmoil, 3.5 years of pain, 3.5 years. How long was Jesus' ministry here on earth? 3.5 years. Are you seeing that the tormentor, the dragon, the enemy, the one that has fallen out of the heavens? Remember it said that a third of the stars of the fallen angels that went down to earth. Here's what I want to share with you to understand is that verse 7 says, then war broke out in heaven. Michael and his angels fought against the dragon, and the dragon and his angels fought back. But he was not strong enough, and they lost their place in heaven. The great dragon was hurled down, the ancient serpent called the devil or Satan, who leads the whole world astray, who was hurled to the earth and his angels with him. Then, verse 10, then I heard a loud voice in heaven say, now have come the salvation and the power and the kingdom of our God and the authority of his Messiah. For the accuser of our brothers and sisters who accuses them before our God day and night has been hurled down. They triumphed over him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. They did not love their lives so much as they shrink from death. Therefore rejoice, you heavens, and you who dwell in them. But woe to the earth and the sea, because the devil has gone down to you. He is filled with fury, because he knows that his time, say time, is short. When the dragon saw that he had been hurled to the earth, he pursued the woman who had given birth to the male child. The woman was given the two wings of a great eagle so that she might fly to the place prepared to her in the wilderness, where she would be taken care of for a time, times, and a half time, out of the serpent's reach. Then from his mouth the serpent spewed water like a river to overtake the woman and sweep her away with torrent. Haven't you felt like the enemy is spewing things in your direction? And you feel like things just don't look favorable in my situation right now. But I want you to read this next sentence that is about to help you. And it says this. But the earth helped the woman by opening its mouth and swallowing the river that the dragon had spewed out of his mouth. Then the dragon was enraged at the woman and went off and waged war against the rest of her offspring, those who keep the commands, God's commands, and hold fast their testimony about Jesus. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Is that the enemy is trying to get you to turn away from Jesus? Why in this very hour are we seeing elementary school students and choirs beginning to take Jesus and all references to Christ out of their Christmas carols? This is a Christian holiday, but to be very honest with you, every day is a holiday in Christ. Because he's telling you, I have come to give you life and to give it more abundantly. I have come to heal the sick, raise the dead, cast out your demons, and to raise you from the grave. He is going to do it if you allow him. But what usually happens is we don't allow him to. We get so caught up with the outward. We forget the value that is inward. The value that is inward is so precious. For you hold the Christ that lives inside of you. The Bible says if you believe in your heart, confess with your mouth that Jesus Christ is Lord, you too shall be saved. For eternity. Oh, that means mess up. Don't mean you're not going to take the consequences of your mess up. But you can't mess up so much that he can't get you into the gates. That's the powerful blood of Jesus Christ. That's not your license to go and sin. No, it's your license to say, thank God for his mercy and his grace. Thank God that he's given me something. Now, my question to you is, Jesus was here 3.5 years in his ministry. Was he not? 3.5 years turned the world upside down. I ain't seen people turn the world upside down now. I see our world being turned upside down, where Christianity is now at the background and no longer at the forefront. You guys ever wonder what your life is going to leave behind? Oscar, get ready for the last song that was on that playlist, please. What do you leave behind? What do you leave behind? Do you leave a legacy? Do you leave people wondering who you really are? Do they really know you? Go ahead, sir.
Estas son las mañanitas que cantaba el rey David. De tu santo te las cantamos aquí. Despierta, mi bien, despierta, mira que ya amaneció. Ya los pajaritos cantan, la luna ya se metió.
often wondered why my daddy, when it came time for Christmas, my daddy always had a tendency to want to sing all these mariachi songs. My dad can sing, girl, he can sing. Well, he's singing good. But when it came time during the festivals, y'all hear me, festivals, he would get up there, he didn't care what, who, or what was going on, I'm going to sing. And he would get his hat, any hat he could have. Most of the time he had a hat. Well, often made me wonder, why do these mariachis wear these big old hats, but they don't really wear them? They hold it right in front of their belly. Vicente Fernandez had a big old hat. Now, when the moment y'all began to hear that song, did it take you back to some memories of your family? Well, Pastor, we ain't. I don't know what that is saying. Why is it we will go to a Mexican restaurant and they have mariachis all over the place and you're like, I don't know, but they're happy. I'm happy.
El día en
when certain songs are played, that's my daddy. That's my daddy. And it would bring tears to my eyes. So, Daddy, you don't realize what you left behind. Woo-hoo! But I must go first, son. Because I don't have an understanding of why I was here. But I know the legacy he left behind. He made an impact on people's lives that to this very day, I can't get around my family without them talking about it and telling my wife, in which she has never met my father, and said, oh, if you would have just met Bopper, if you would have just met his dad, he is just like his dad. If you had ever met him, you would know that he was a good man. He would lay down his life for others. And I'll give you a story to let you know that he did lay down his life. So did your husband. When they were we were at a picnic, and my dad had me by his hand. We're going to cross the river at Garner State Park. And we're going, and a friend of his from high school back in the day couldn't swim but wanted to go with us. And the current swept him away, and he couldn't swim. My dad looked and told my brother, take him, take him. And my dad dove into the current and swam after him. He would lay down his life for those that he loved. He left a legacy that I can say I'm going to be like my daddy in that wise. And he swam after him, and right before he went under, he grabbed him by his hair and pulled him up, and he held them. But they couldn't get back across the river, so they made a human chain. Your husband, Alex Montalongo, that could not swim either, went out there, and he almost drowned. We had your husband, Mike Navarro, go over there, and they began to make a human chain. Will you lay down your life when you see others that are drowning and they can't make it out? But will you come together and link arms together and remember that it's not about you? Will you lay it down and make it a way for someone that is in trouble? I know what my daddy left me. I know that when we get together, my wife always tells me, I wish I would have met your dad. I wish I would have met your dad. We can't go nowhere without my family telling me that. And they don't. My dad didn't even meet my children. But I know right now he's up in heaven. And he's looking down at me. Mijo, I'm proud of you. I'm proud of you. Because you're laying down your life for the lives of others. You're laying down what you wanted to do. So you could help others. That's my earthly father. But let me remind you that my father's father that's in heaven said, because of you and out of your loins came a blessing unto this world. That on the deathbed of my father, he asked for his ex-wife, my mother, to pray for him, the sinner's prayer. And that very night, he went to be with the Lord. On your very deathbed, if you cry out, you will go and be with the Lord. If you understand the legacy that was left behind through Jesus Christ and what he'll do for you, you may walk through life looking like an idiot. You may look like a fool. You may do stupid things. It doesn't matter. You're his. and he laid down his life for you. The legacy that is left behind. What are you leaving behind? And what are you doing with the gifts that God has given you? Understand, this is not about just playing church. It's about you being the church. Equipping the saints for the work of the ministry. And grabbing the souls of those that are lost. That you can stand in the presence of everybody and it doesn't matter what you look like. Because the outside never mattered. It's always been the inside. That's why I said, God, I don't want it to be a stuffy church. I don't. I was in stuffy churches most of my life. I think the greatest church to this very day is the time you spend with God. So when you hear of Vicente Fernandez, or maybe you hear your daddy's voice speaking to you, and he says, I love you. Maybe you lost loved ones in this very season. God has a way of letting you know that they're with him. He does. Because he knows that most of your pain and sorrows come from what is missing, what is lacking, and what isn't there. But he's come to give you life, give you a hope, and a future. They presented the gifts to Jesus. But it wasn't after till they worshiped him that the treasures were open. We all have the gifts inside of us. And they're all worth the same. Not one gift is better than the other. Here's the real truth. He gave you every single gift inside of each and every person. He didn't give you one of the nine. He gave you all nine. The Bible tells us to stir up the gifts that are within us. The trick of the enemy is to keep you from stirring it up. And I know that sometimes we go through things because it's just so rough. But it is life. But Jesus is here to help you. He's not going to let you go. He's not going to let you drown in your sorrows. Nor is he going to leave you stranded. He's going to reach out to you. Even at the last hour. And that's when you know he's got you. He'll bring clarity. Clarity to what you've asked. How many of you need clarity right now in this very hour? He is that reason. And he wants to bring that clarity to you. Is he requiring much of you? All he's asking you is to love him first. And to love your neighbor. With all your might, all your strength, all your heart, and all your soul. And I hope you understand that in this very season that we're in, don't get stressed. Please don't. Because if the enemy was to come and tell you, I am he, Satan, that comes to buffet you, you'll walk away. But his tactics are different. He's going to use things that look like light to get you to believe in the light. But he is an angel that has fallen and is no longer in the presence of God. But you are in the very presence of God right now. You are. Because you hold that seat of righteousness with him. We sit on his lap. As a child sits on the lap of Santa Claus. But we sit on the lap of our Father as he speaks to us through our times of trouble, the times of pain, and the times when you didn't think you were going to make it through. He's going to help you through. He will. Please understand that this is the time to be joyful with your family, your friends, even the ones that have a tendency to get on your very nerve. We all have the Bobs, the Aunt Susies that come into our life that just wear on that very nerve. You love them through. Just love them through. My question that I put out in this atmosphere to you is, do you understand your worth that's inside of you? Because it's far beyond what's on the outside. Man looks at the outward, but God looks at the heart. He looks at the heart. Well, Pastor, I've made some mistakes just on the way here. I done messed up bad. Me too. And get up so you can sit down. I pray this encourages you. I pray that you have an understanding that the worth inside of you will make change, because the worth that's in you will make change. And the faithfulness to the very hour. It says in the 13th, 11th hour, 11th hour. He will come through for you. But the labor is because the enemy stands in front of you trying to take it out. Trying to kill the promise. The dragon tried to kill me, Mom. But because of the prayers and the faithfulness of his word, you see it in fulfillment. But now I prophesy to you the birth that is in you now, in this very hour, will be for a season of rest. You've labored, you've sown in tears, but the hour has come where you're going to reap in joy without manipulation or control, knowing that you can walk with your head held up. Thy faithfulness in the very hour is tested, proven, and approved. I prophesy to you, you're going to have another prophetess come into your house again. This one's coming. Prophetess is coming, and I see her very face. But she's coming to bring order. Order. Know this, beloved, you're about to experience it in a whole different light. A whole different light. For you visitors that are here, we have a tendency to let the Holy Spirit just move, right? You may have come from Spirit-filled churches, or you're still there. You just haven't been there. Someone invited you. But I do know this, that when you are going to an amusement park and you're going to ride the Rattler, what is it called now? Iron Rattler. You have to stand in line before you get on. But you have anticipation because you know you're going to get on at some point. But in the midst of your waiting in line to get on to where you're going, there's different emotions that take place from people around you because of outside circumstances in their life or because of the environment that they're in. Some get very agitated because it's hot or because it's cold. You may have someone crying because they really don't want to go. But yet your anticipation is there because you know that when you get on that ride, you're going to have your ups, you're going to have your downs, you're going to have the loop-de-loops. That is the same walk with Christ. Your blessing is there, and you know you're heading towards it, But yet, in the waiting process of getting to your blessing, you have different emotions that you go through. And people that are around you don't quite understand when it's their time to get on. And when you want to be the front row rider, sometimes you wind up in the middle or in the very back, but get the same experience, just a different viewpoint. Just trying to tell you, Jason, that it's coming. So that it no longer lingers. No longer over you with dominion. You have the authority. You have the authority. I pray that you are blessed in understanding your worth, your value. Whether your eyelashes are off or crooked. Your makeup, your mascara running down, don't matter. God knows your value. It's precious. Very precious. I encourage you in this very hour, go back to the time that when God first met you, right in your circumstance. Amen. Because he's trying to get across to you how much he loves you. A lot, beloved, a lot. Play on, Josh. Prophesy to you and I declare unto you the torment and the pain of the lost loved one that you go through. Know this, that I am there with you and I'm bringing you to a place of peace. Your best and blessed is standing right in front of you right now. That's called your future, your destiny, and the hope in Jesus Christ. Beloved, I don't know you. I only say that so that others know that I don't know you. Your ridicule, it comes against you. The backbiting and the gossip is because of the jealousy of the favor that's on your life. It's hard now. I'm not going to tell you it's going to get better right away. There's going to be a season where you're going to climb this mountain. You may lose your footing, but you're going to make it to the top. You've almost let go. Don't quit. Don't quit. Sing your tune, girl. He gave you a song. Now sing it. The enemy has silenced you. There's musical notes all around the both of you. Musical notes, creativity, writing. Writing. Y'all are precious. You're so precious. But yet you've been hurt in church. Overlooked. Cast aside. Turned away. Many people don't understand the worth. But Jesus does. Don't quit. Don't quit. I see you. Flourishing, man. Flourishing. You're about to open the door that's inside of you. It's about to bring forth the increase in your life. You've shut that door because of the wounds and the pain that's been there. I declare overthrow for your lives. Your best is yet to come. Your ladder is going to be greater. And I declare it to you. Gifts God has given you. I unlock your spirit, man. Called you to greatness, sister. Called you to lead. But yet they always want to put you in the back for you to follow. They always want to push you to the side because they don't quite see the leadership qualities that's inside of you. But God, if I could just do it this way, not to get out of order, but I feel you telling me this direction, but they quench it. They shut it down. What's going on? I'm going to call you to the front, says God. Because you're the leader. And you'll lead many. Not just because of your gifting, but because of your heart. Words have been spoken into your ear gates that have ripped you apart, man. I bind them right now in the name of Jesus. I uproot them from your soul, your very being. And I declare to you, you're chosen, appointed by God in this very season for such a time as this, that you will see that you shall be heard, your voice will be heard, that even everything that you do, you put your hands to, that it shall come to paper, and you will sign, because it will be protected. You're a blessing, man. You're a blessing. Blessings to your life. Jesus. What was lost and not carried for will come forth in its season. Will come forth in its season. You're not barren, you're fruitful. You're fruitful. I speak into your spirit right now. The barrenness of your life is no longer barren. You shall produce. You shall reproduce and reproduce. You will raise up men. You will teach them how to be. You will teach them how to live. You will teach them how to sing. You will teach them how to be righteous before the eyes of God. You will teach them. I've called you to be a mother to many. A mother to many. You will raise them up in the fear and admonition of Jesus Christ, and you will speak into their hearts, into the spirit, man, and prophesy, beloved, prophesy, for what's inside of you must come forth and must come out of you. Don't let any enemy quench the fire that is inside of you, for you have a delivering spirit, says the Spirit of God, and you will deliver my people out of their bondages, and you will destroy the yokes over their lives. Everything that has brought them into captivity, even over their lives, to have them depressed and oppressed, you will destroy it, says the Spirit of the living God. Blessed. Hallelujah. 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 I don't know if you're putting together a meeting. I don't know if you're putting together. I see people gathering around you. They're gathering around you. Keep gathering around you. Let's just put it down and put it on the calendar and start gathering them again, because I'm going to get you to bring people out of some certain things called religiosity, and you're going to release them prophetically with discerning of spirits. Jesus, my God, I do know you. I do know you. Oh my God, okay. I just saw it. I apologize. Thank you, Jesus. Put it down on paper. Gather. I see. I don't want to call it a conference. Everybody starts, well, it's a conference. No, it's not. It's a gathering, a building up, and an equipping that God is going to use you to spearhead. You have people that have had the same kind of reactions to what's been going on in the atmosphere. For you understand the prophetic gifting of God, and you understand that in its hour begins to speak, thank you, Jesus, that they're going to begin to rally around you, but not to lift you up, but to lift up Jesus. And out of this, I see it starting in a small group, but then it's going to continually grow. It will touch different churches. It'll touch different ministries. But you're not to raise it up as a ministry. It's just because God is going to use you and these people as ministering spirits of God.